When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
I would not have associated a children's book with Dave McCullough from the RTE newsroom. He's just written a book called The Great Irish Politics Book, which comes on the back, David, of a huge two-volume biography of De Valera. So why a children's book? Good morning.
Good morning, PJ. Well, it seemed like a good idea at the time. The publishers came to me and suggested it, and it sounded like it could be something that was both really interesting and a bit of fun, and completely different to the last thing I wrote, which, as you mentioned, was a bit longer than this one. So the idea really is to try and give kids who are curious about the world around them and curious about how it operates, and give them an idea about how things work, how politics works.
Yeah, so many young people, I think, say, I've no interest in politics and I never vote and who cares anyway. Are you trying to change that?
Well, I'm trying to give people a bit of encouragement to realise that, particularly kids, children, that their voice matters, that their opinion matters, and they might not feel like it at the moment. But part of the thing I say in the book is any clever politician knows that even if you don't have a vote at the moment, your parents have a vote and your wider family has a vote, and in a couple of years' time, you'll have a vote too. And the problem with people who say, oh, I don't vote because it doesn't change anything, decisions are made by the people who turn up. So I just like to encourage people and impress upon them that, if you turn up, your voice will be taken into account and you can make a difference.
Now, it's written in a very child-friendly style, but also it's very brief accounts of how our political system works and who the important people are. I'd compliment you by saying an adult can pick this up and find it very, very interesting.
Well, funny enough, a couple of colleagues in the newsroom said that they thought they might need a copy before the next general election, whenever it is. But people talk about our political system being complicated. It's actually, as you well know, not all that complicated once you get the hang of it. So I was trying to explain in a simple enough way how proportional representation votes because it works, because not only would that help people whenever they get to have a vote, but it also allows them to follow one of the greatest spectator sports in the world, yes, which is an Irish general election count. So, when you and I are down at a count centre next time out, hopefully this book will help other people to understand what's going on.
Would you encourage parents, David, to encourage their children to take an interest in politics?
Well, I would, because out of pure self-interest, because yeah, hopefully those kids will grow up to listen to the radio shows like yours and watch the 6-1 News and so on. But I think it's more important than that. There is sometimes young people in particular have a feeling of powerlessness, that nothing I can do can change things, that, I can't have an influence on things. But you see that people can, and just look at the climate, the school strikes for climate change, how much difference that has made by putting an issue on the agenda in a way that can't be ignored by the system. So there are ways that people can have an influence and help to change things. I think it's great. I know, a lot of children are not going to be interested in this particular area, but there are a lot of children who are. And I know sometimes we in the media, we tend to use terms all the time, and we assume that people know what they mean, like Oireachtas, like passing legislation, you know, powers of the presidency and all this sort of thing. And it can be a bit off-putting, but I think if people are armed with the basic vocabulary, which I hope this book helps to do in a fun way that I hope makes it easy for people to dip into and read and all the rest of it. And thankfully, I had a great collaborator in Graham Corcoran, the illustrator, who did just a fantastic job on the illustrations, which I think make it really accessible and hopefully fun to read. And hopefully it'll be in a few Christmas stockings on Christmas morning.
In the job you do and in the job I do, we don't talk about our political heroes because we can't, because we, you know, but from the past, looking back into the past, who would you, I notice a lot of yours from the older times would be women.
Yeah. You know, there are kind of stories there that probably haven't been told as much because there was such a focus on the male figures. But there are interesting female politicians who really made a difference. I mean, one that is on my mind a lot at the moment is Cork's own Mary McSweeney, because obviously the centenary of the treaty signing is coming up, the centenary of the treaty debates. And she had a very prominent role in that. And even though I don't necessarily agree with much of what she said, her speech in the Dáil on the treaty debates, 2 hours and 40 minutes to a pretty hostile audience, because a lot of them resented a woman even speaking and taking such a prominent role. But that was a tour de force and admirable in itself. Although I should add that a lot of people at the time said her speech went on for so long that it probably lost her side more votes than it gained. So there you go. I suppose counterproductive as well.
Yeah. You see, brevity is important, which I suppose for a book like this on the back of the Dev books, brevity was a welcome change for you. David, I can't help but notice it's coming up to around the anniversary of when I think we all cringed for you watching you on the television. Do people still bring it up, having to apologise?
Not really, no. Occasionally on Twitter. But look, I made a mistake. I was foolish. I was stupid. I apologised at the time, and it was sincerely meant, and I think it was received as such by most people. Perhaps a fool's pardon in this particular instance was extended by the Irish people.
Yeah, I think a few people have stepped over lines and discovered that behind it all, we're human and we make mistakes. David, thank you very much for being with us. Good luck with the book. David McCullough, author of the Great Irish Politics book, and of course, presenter of the 6-1 News.
Cork's 96 FM.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.